should every premature baby have the right to medical treatment? A programme on BBC Two tomorrow evening looks at this very issue. Viewers watching 23-week babies will see a consultant saying they still die, we're just keeping them alive longer before they die. But the miracle of life means that some babies born at 23 weeks do survive. And in fact, they do more than survive. They thrive. Lizzie Smalden from Buckinghamshire now has five-year-old Edward. Lizzie, very good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome to the programme. How old was he when he was born?
Edward was actually born at 24 weeks and 4 days, but I first went into labour when I was 23 weeks and 6 days.
Early.
Very, very early, yes.
How, because you're waiting for pregnancy to go to full term, you're planning your life in a certain way, and then life surprises you. Edward surprises you.
He did. He was our first child, and we certainly weren't expecting that to happen.
Just to describe to listeners how difficult it must be, because clearly when they're born so early, so young, of course, it does create its own set of problems.
It does. I mean, we had a 120-day journey through the neonatal intensive care unit with him. And when I was in labour with him and we were told there was no hope and he would definitely be coming, labour couldn't be stopped, we were told that if he survived and he had a 39% chance of surviving, then he would almost certainly have very severe disabilities.
The last thing any parent wants to hear.
It is, but our key thing was that we wanted him to survive and we wanted to just take him home on any costs, and if he did have the disabilities they were talking about, for example, blindness, deafness, severe cerebral palsy and other things, we were just going to address them as a family and take each step as it came.
It's remarkable. Listen, Lizzie, when Edward did come, how much did he weigh?
He was born at £1.09.
What? That's tiny. That is absolutely minute.
If you've heard of bag of sugar babies, he
yes.
was less than three quarters of a bag of sugar, and he also weighed less than a loaf of bread.
I was just thinking, I bought a bag of sugar on Saturday, I'm envisaging the weight, and that's what he weighed?
Yeah, bags of sugar are normally about 2 pounds, so he was substantially less than that.
And it was spelt out very clearly to you the difficulties that Edward might face.
We were told he would almost certainly face very severe disabilities, but the only thing we wanted was for him to survive.
In all this incredible journey from being born to actually taking him home, at what point did you realise, Lizzie, that Edward was going to be OK?
It all happened bit by bit. We had 10 weeks of not knowing if he was going to survive. After those 10 weeks, we were told we would probably be one of the lucky families and he probably would be coming home. But in terms of his health, it's been bit by bit over the past few years. When he was discharged, they didn't know how healthy he would be and what a full life he'd have. But now, age five, he's absolutely fine.
Normal five-year-old boy?
He has a little bit of help at school because he has a few little quirks, but he is able-bodied, he runs around like the other children, he speaks like the other children, and he's doing exceptionally well.
Fantastic news. The first time you held him properly, when you knew he was going to be okay, what did that feel like?
The first time we held him, he was very small indeed, and we really didn't know if it was going to be our first and only cuddle. And on the one hand, it was lovely, but on the other hand, it was very distressing. And we had many, many cuddles, not knowing if they would be our last one. The first time we held him, knowing that he would eventually come home, it was actually on Christmas Day, 2005. And it was, I think, partly because it was Christmas Day, partly because we knew he had a good chance. It was just wonderful.
Lizzie, great story. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Lizzie Smalden from Buckinghamshire, who has a very healthy, very happy five-year-old boy, Edward.